Well, the FBI investigation into Brett Kavanaugh is completed. The report in the hands of senators, we're told, or at least will be soon. They'll look it over today and perhaps call for a vote on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court as early as this weekend. Joining us right now, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We talked probably a week or so ago about how the FBI could investigate the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, and you said and you laid out a pretty good case for how this could be done in a matter of weeks, not necessarily less than a week. What do you think of this investigation?
Well, I think that it's clear to me, without knowing this, obviously, that they got their marching orders that this is the narrow window you can look at, because it is a situation where the White House can direct the FBI because they're the ones asking for it. Unlike a criminal case where they have an allegation of wrongdoing, you know, obviously it's wide open what agents can do and prosecutors to figure out if it's true or not. Background investigations are literally that, going to people voluntarily asking them to talk to you. And, you know, you can't subpoena people. There's no pressure you can put on people other than, will you talk to me about this person? You use that as a template here, Paul. That gives you little horsepower when you step to people, particularly about a subject 36 years old, and it's not something they're going to want to talk about. So, and then you look at, it looks like to me, they probably only investigated 4 days. Because they would have taken all of yesterday to put the report together. And
right.
Congress got it last night. So I think they did what they were told to do. So this is no ill will at all against the FBI. But, you know, as I think I told you a week or so ago, you just can't conduct an investigation like this in a week.
Do you think that the hearts and minds of anybody on that Senate Judiciary Committee or in the Senate as a whole are going to be changed by what the FBI has to say in this report?
I don't. Probably not, would be my guess. Without seeing it, I suspect as the day goes on, you and I will hear more pieces as to what they found, because people will talk on television about it, probably. But my guess is no, and the people that are against it are going to be inflamed even more that, look, you didn't really bother to investigate this. You just sort of appeased everybody by having the FBI do, a few more interviews. So this is not going to calm people down. It's probably going to fire people up.
Well, what's interesting, too, and this probably falls outside the scope of the investigation of the FBI, but a lot of the focus, I think, in what people have been talking about when they talk about Brett Kavanaugh is not so much did he or did he not assault this woman who testified before the committee last week, but what was he like as a kid in high school and college? Did he drink a lot? Was he belligerent? Was he just kind of a jerk during that time period? That's not really what's at issue here, at least as far as the FBI investigation, is it?
Well, no, that's right. And, some of the Democrats have argued that in his prior investigations, the FBI did find issues with alcohol abuse or inappropriate, whatever that means, and their definition of sexual behavior. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess this really, Paul, goes to the following. Let's separate Dr. Ford and Deborah Ramirez out of the equation and say, do you want somebody who was, it appears to me, not truthful last Thursday about behavior and alcohol use? And so it goes to honesty, trust, integrity. And so I think you got to... I would be looking at it from that regard also. Do you want a person on the Supreme Court that apparently has an issue telling the truth and can get this angry?
Yeah.
Because temperament obviously goes to being a judge.
Certainly is going to be a central focus, not only in what the Senate decides, but then the outcome of that, because we've got an election just about a month away. So I think a lot of people are going to be using that as fodder in their campaigns, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. Brad, we appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime. Take care, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.